This is Drew Curtis from Farb.com. You have to say that because, you know, the fucking other way. And you listen to Distorted View.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Strap-On Sex.
Bend over, slut. I'm gonna butt fuck you. All you women, eat your heart out. This man's got the cutest butt in the state.
What are you doing to me, bitch? Oh, bitch, you're fucking me with that tongue.
Oh, you like that tongue fucking.
Oh, feels like it's coming out the belly. Oh, you slut. Oh, God, you're big. Your strap-on's big.
The bigger the better. Keep that butt stretched.
You're fucking me.
That way it's ready to fuck when I'm ready. To butt fuck you.
You fucking bitch, you get off me with a strap-on. Oh, my bitch is kinky. My fucking Harley bitch is kinky.
That's what you get for being a woman, thief. You stole a kinky Harley bitch.
You're fucking getting off, ain't you, bitch?
The bike's already. Are you jealous?
You coming again, are you? Oh, you're having a big one. Oh, you're slamming.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, May 27th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, let's ditch the old bitch. Plus, boy titties and firecrackers in the cockhole. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, back for the Wednesday edition of the show. This right here, it's Distorted View Daily. My name is Tim Henson. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. At the top of the show, I have a question for you. Put your thinking caps on and answer this.
What would Jesus do if he were offered illegal cocaine drugs?
Rip off a 7-Eleven, jack a car, hightail it to Las Vegas, and pick up some whores. Amen. Unless, of course, Jesus was gay. In that case, he would probably do blow in one of the restroom stalls of cockeyed dicks before making his way back out to the dance floor, ripping off his shirt, exposing his beautiful abs as he dances the night away! Just move with the music! Oh, we've stumbled upon the first goddamn topic I wanted to discuss with you today on the show. Yes, Christian dance music. Why? This is an unneeded and unwanted genre, if you ask me. All right, first of all, I can't stand regular Christian radio. Because you turn on Christian radio, and every song is the same. When it's raining and it's pouring, God's love shines through the clouds. You know, it's the same fucking shit. Every song, it's the same story being told. It's so annoying. That was a 20-minute music block here at WCVJ, where we're always celebrating victory in Jesus. You heard He Walks Me to Heaven, followed by God's Light Guides and The Way to Your Heart is Jesus. Then we played Jesus Leads to Your Heart. Your heart is in heaven with God and Jesus. Jesus lights heaven down to your heart. And we ended with Mother by Danzig. If you are so fucking fanatical about your religion, you can't drive 3 blocks to the grocery store without celebrating Christ. You've got some fucking issues. And now there's Christian dance music. Where do you go to dance? Dance clubs. And they have beer and all sorts of sin is going on. Especially some of the clubs I've been to. Let me play a little more of Our God is an Awesome God techno remix for you. God. I hate techno music. It's stupid. sadly, that is not where Christian dance ends. No, no, that is where it merely begins. There is a Christian dance supergroup called Soul Cleansed, and I have a little bit from their concert here. Take a listen to the cheesiest fucking intro ever.
Tonight, it's time to take back the beat.
Ugh.
Tonight,
we're gonna take back the beat from the devil.
We worship Jesus Christ through music and...
Satan is a huge LaBouche fan.
Through dance. Tonight, you are a witness to history as Soul Cleansed steps up and introduces you to...
Oh, I just want to skull fuck every member of this group.
Dance music. And now, raise your hands and get ready to raise the roof.
What?!
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Soul Cleansed.
Get ready to raise the roof for Jesus Christ. It's as if, like, this concert took place in 1997 or something. This was just last year. Oh, I've said it before, I'll say it again, I'm sorry. Christians just can't be cool. It's okay, not everything has to be cool. Just stop trying so hard. I remember in the 90s they were trying this shit with trying to act like cool skateboarders, infiltrating the youth culture with the word.
Dance music.
Get ready to raise the roof.
And now, raise your hands and get ready to raise the roof.
He sounds like Don LaPree, that infomercial guy. Now, the most effective way to pray to Jesus Christ is by taking out small classified ads in newspapers. Raise the roof. Can I get a what? I want to start a Satanist dance supergroup called Soul Crusher. It would be kind of funny if right after the voice introduces this band here.
Introducing Soul Clan.
The song starts. Fuck my pussy, fuck my ass. Stick it in, stick it out, stick it in, stick it out. Fuck my pussy, fuck my ass. Come on my tits and punch my face. See 5,000 teenagers gasping and fainting. All right, here is the real song here. Let's take a listen to Soul Crusher.
When you be down and out, he'll be waiting for you.
Oh, yes. By the way, it's great to see even Christian music abusing the auto-tuner. God, this is unlistenable.
He's been waiting for all your life, but you can just give him your life. He promised he would make it all right.
You are a faggot!
All right, that's quite enough of that. There you go. Christians have embraced dance music. Move over, Lady Gaga. That's some serious virgin caca. All right, there you go. Moving on. We've played clips of Zoe King English before. That's the Japanese show that teaches how to speak English. Specifically, phrases that you may need if you're visiting the U.S. Stuff like, I have a bad case of diarrhea. Which way to the bus stop? And of course, two dark-skinned men stole my iPod.
That's racist!
I know, I'm just kidding. I love my African-American listeners. Excuse me, listener. All right, so now Zoe King English has some competition, although not really. I mean, the name of this television show is Let's Sexy English. And, you know, if the whole purpose of your show is to teach English, you'd think you would... speak proper English, but no. So here is some clips from Let's Sexy English. Alright, they're teaching. Okay, so they're trying to teach the word dick. I'm sorry, deek.
Deek.
What is something you suck or the production company behind the Inspector Gadget cartoons? Ding, ding, ding. All right, so the girls today are learning how to say dick.
Dick. Dick.
That sounds much better. All right, let's continue on here.
Dink.
Yes.
Dink.
Yes.
Dink.
Yes, okay.
Cock.
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 これもおちんちんという意味です。
Now, this next one is kind of strange. I don't really understand it.
続いてはこちら。Pussy.
Pussy.
Oh, not that one. I understand. I understand the concept of pussy, I guess.
Pussy.
Pussy.
The one I don't get is coming up here.
これは cockpit.
Cockpit.
Cockpit. We typically don't use that term in a sexual nature here in the States.
これも、
I mean, they're pointing at their pussy, so I get what they're, you know, trying for.
という意味です。続いてはこちら。
Yes.
Blow job.
Blow job.
Blow job.
Blow job.
All right, you know what? I think it's time for a scenario. Now, this is a typical scene where these words would come in handy. Obviously, it's taking place in the bedroom.
Hey, Taro.
Oh, yes, it stars a man, Taro.
Hey, Taro.
Hi, Gloria.
And Gloria. Sounds like Tom Brokaw trying to say Gloria.
Hi, Gloria.
Gloria. Nightly news.
Hi, Gloria. What's up?
Yeah, this is a pussy.
Yeah, that's typically how conversations go. Hey, Gloria, what's up? This is my pussy!
Pussy.
Pussy. Actually, Taro points to his cock.
This is dick.
He's grabbing his crotch and screaming, "This is dick."
Dick. Dick.
This is not how a normal conversation goes. I'm sorry.
Dick, not cock.
Goddamn. You can say cock too.
Cock. All right. This is cockpit, isn't it?
Yes, she's hiked up her skirt.
Cockpit.
Yeah. Taro's gonna get some.
Yeah. I want to put it in.
Is this dick inside a pussy?
You are good at blowing job, aren't you?
Now again, this whole show is trying to teach you how to speak English. Why would the actors not speak it properly?
You are good at blowing job, aren't you?
You are good at blowing job.
You wanna try?
Close enough, I guess.
Yay!
And scene. I'm ending every single news story we have today with a yay! 7 newborn infants are dead, another 30 injured when an 18-wheeler plowed through the maternity ward of Cleveland General Hospital.
Yay!
All right, that was just a little bit of Let's Sexy English. And finally for you, we have some new racist porn. Take a listen.
I'm on my way back.
You're in Mexico.
Do me a favor, bend that from your fucking head. Huh? I'm not from the border. I'm not from there.
You're not from the border. I got it.
Not really.
Sit on it. Sit on that shit, you fucking little fucking Mexican saucy hoe.
All right, we went from what back to Mexican saucy hoe. Which, you know, is kind of a compliment.
What did you call me?
I fucking called you saucy hoe.
I'm not a hoe.
I didn't say anywhere. I just said you're...
Let's see. He's paying her to have sex with him. Isn't the term ho going a little easy on her, actually?
I didn't say you were. I just said you were a saucy ho.
Hey, I didn't say you were a ho. I said you were a saucy ho.
I didn't say you were. I just said you were a saucy ho.
That saucy prefix makes it endearing.
Come over here. Bring your fucking ass back. Bring your ass back here. Bring your ass back here. Don't fucking act stupid.
He didn't call you names. He called you a saucy hoe. Didn't you hear him?
I'm acting stupid.
There you are.
Fucking idiot.
Come over here.
No. Dude.
Where are you going?
Fucking
hoe. Huh?
Uh-oh.
Don't cry.
Oh, no. She's crying.
Don't cry.
No.
Huh? Don't cry. Come over here.
Now she's got a wet back and a wet front. You guys must not hurt me. I said she has a wet back and a wet front. You see, Mexican wet backs in them. She's crying, so she's on the front of her. Okay. Was clever, a very unfunny way.
Don't cry.
Don't cry for me, saucy wet back.
Don't cry. Huh? Don't cry. Come over here. Where are you going?
What the fuck does that have to do with you calling me a hoe?
I didn't call you a hoe. I just called you a Mexican and a spick and a beaner. That was it. I wouldn't call you a hoe. That's not nice. I like your titties.
Oh, did I tell you that? Don't try to smooth talk her now.
Did I tell you that before? Huh? No? Does that make you feel good?
No.
It doesn't make you feel good that I like your beaner titties?
How do I make you feel good?
Because it's your body.
Oh, my titties are just good.
And your titties are good.
But little girls, they don't. Huh? How the fuck does that make me feel good?
What the hell is she talking about? Listen to this. He actually makes her cry even more.
How about your pussy? It's wet.
You just want to make me feel good.
It's wet.
What is it wet like?
It's like your back.
Yes. It's wet just like your
back. It's like your back.
Listen to her crying.
Why are you crying more? I didn't say anything wrong.
Because you said her pussy was almost as wet as her back or something like that. This guy's great.
Here, I'll turn the light on. You go to the bathroom and wash up and come back out and we'll cuddle, okay?
I'll continue to fuck your wet back pussy. All right, there you go. A little bit of racist porn for you. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you are not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now and help ensure that I can continue to provide this fine auditory raping every single day for a long time to come. This is what I do for a living, and Sideshow members are pretty much how I eat. And it's not a bad deal. For only $5 a month or $50 a year, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Today I have a new video for you. Yesterday was an extended show, and this past weekend I did a bonus episode for you. So it's a great time to sign... Oh, and a video as well. Great time to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. Come check out the brand new site redesign while you're at it. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. A drug used to treat ADHD children, oh no, is causing concern in the United States. It's called, Risperdal or something like that. Probably fucked that word up. Yes, it's called Risperdal and is supposed to be used primarily for adults with severe psychological problems. But last year it was prescribed more than 6.5 million times, which is about 13 million brand new plump tits that have sprouted. Yeah, that's right. The side effects include young males developing female sex organs. Hot. 19-year-old John... It's a brilliant alias. Yes, 19-year-old John was just 7 when he began taking the drug for ADD. Even though the FDA approved the drug only for adult patients who were psychotic, John's doctor and others prescribed the drug for less severe behavior problems in children. Once taking Risperdal, John's mom says he became aggressive, sleepy, and... Well, now, how can you be both aggressive and sleepy? Put up your duke, see? I'm gonna kick your ass. Ass. Right after I take a nap. I don't get very far with that. Alright, so yes, he became aggressive, sleepy, and developed bowel problems. Type 7. All over the bathroom floor. But the biggest shock came when he was 14 and started developing women's breasts. He would lock himself in the bedroom for hours on end. All you'd hear through the door was... Yeah, I can think of worse things than having tits. Alright, he asked me if he was a girl, said the mother. It turns out he was. No, it turns out Risperdal can increase production of a hormone called prolactin. Prolactin. Which stimulates breast growth. And guess what? It's irreversible. Steven Scheller is an attorney who is suing the company that makes the drug on behalf of the family. Also, apparently there are 9 other families in the lawsuit. Children that have boobs. Yes, Mr. Scheller represents John and 9 other boys, one of whom was only 4 when he developed a breast on one side of his body. He's gonna have a hell of a time shopping for bras. And as if that weren't enough, he also began to produce milk. The treatment for the unbridled breast growth is unthinkable as the disorder. Painful removal of the breast. Eventually, the boys can appear normal again, though. The family's lawsuit is still in court.
Yay!
Second story we have for you today, a North Carolina woman reportedly dumped an elderly relative at a shelter on their way to Walt Disney World. Beverly Edwards is said to have dropped her aunt, Ruth Smith, at a Salvation Army homeless shelter Sunday evening while indicating that she would not be returning to pick the old bitch up. See, with Bill and the kids and I, you would make 5, and you can't have an uneven number going to amusement parks. Someone would have to ride alone, and it's just a lot of work. Besides, I'm tired of changing your fucking diapers. Edwards, who told staff at the shelter that she could no longer care for the elderly woman, then traveled on a family vacation to Disney World, you know, to clear her head. Details of her trip were not available. You know, they had a great time. Oh, the teacups and Space Mountain. Not having to wait for the old bitch using a walker to catch up. Sounds like a wonderful trip. I wonder if it was her plan all along to dump the near dead at the Salvation Army, or if she just snapped on her way to Disney World. Couldn't take her old lady stories any longer.
We used to take carriage rides because the roads weren't wide enough for the automobiles. And we'd buy fresh strawberries at Neiman's Fruit Stand. And that was in, Wisconsin, I think. We moved from Missouri to Wisconsin because Daddy got a job at the steel mill. Now, this was before the refinery. And the man behind the fruit stand would always give me a penny and told me to deposit it at the People's Bank. Oh, in Lincoln. This was in Lincoln, but it wasn't called the People's Bank back then.
Just shut up. Get out of the car. Driving me crazy. I wouldn't even take her to the Salvation Army. She can find her way there. Quote, this seems like a rather extraordinary and extreme case, said John Peck, a spokesman for the Florida... This took place in Florida?
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Yeah, I guess part of the story would, huh? It's where they went to vacation after dumping their elderly aunt. Yes, this seems like a rather extraordinary and extreme case. Dropping an elder and running is definitely not the best way to protect the interest of the elder. Smith remains in a hospital under the eye of a guardianship agency. An official with the agency called Aging Safely confirmed the allegations Friday, but did not immediately provide details. The State Department of Children and Families would not confirm the status of any investigation. In similar cases, the Family Services Department would do a full-length investigation and coordinate with the local law enforcement, said Jan Gregory, who is a Department of Children and Families Deputy Regional Administrator.
Yay!
Final story we have for you today comes from Russia. A Russian woman got so upset by the news that her boyfriend intended to leave her that she tied several firecrackers to his penis and exploded them. The 33-year-old victim, identified as Alec D, had lived with the woman whose name was reported as Kira V for about 2 years. But when the girlfriend started suggesting that they should marry, the man refused and said he would rather return to his first wife, with whom he had a son. When Alec started moving out, yeah, that's the question I have. How would you even be in the position where your balls would be open to firecrackers being applied to them? You're obviously not into this woman. There's no reason you need to be nude around her. You shouldn't give her any opportunity to stick firecrackers in your cockhole. Yes, when Alix started moving out, Kira suggested that they have a farewell dinner. Sounds like a horrible idea. After a hearty meal and some heavy drinking, Alix fell asleep. The girlfriend tied several firecrackers to his penis and exploded them. The man was rushed to intensive care, and doctors are reported to be fighting for his life. You blow up a man's penis, you blow up his life force. Now, the penis isn't really connected to anything vital. He's just lost his will to live.
Yay!
Yes, well, even if the man survives, the girl will face up to 12 years in prison. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies here.
Timothy Insert Penis here, Henson. This is Sergeant. I'm a big fat threemo calling from England.
Hello.
You discussed an American Idol on the show the other day. Well, me and my big, beautiful British pussy think that you'd be perfect to try out. America needs such hits as you can back fence if you want to. You can plow that man's behind. Because if you back back, you can drop your pants and get in that archie line. Yeah, I suck. So do you.
That's true. I should try out for American Idol. With all original music.
Hey, Timmy, it's Burning Tea Cat.
I would like to perform my original song, Glass Meat Clocks, for you. It's a little something I wrote.
Hey, Timmy, it's Burning Tea Cat. And guess where I'm going for vacation?
Florida. Are you going to be unloading an elderly person, too?
Yeah, so I'll try and document any fucked up shit that goes down.
Please
do. I don't know exactly where in Florida, but
my little Florida correspondent.
I'll try and see what happens there. And also,
oh Jesus,
I was food shopping and
just fell.
I was checking out.
Stupid
and
mic
this guy
stand.
Behind me, he had a shopping cart full of those rotisserie chickens, and he spoke Spanish and he was kind of buff, so I pretty much thought, you know, well, obviously gay. And then he said,
"Why does?"
And he said, yeah,
a buff guy carrying chicken automatically. Wait a second. Wait, hold on.
I
can't do two things at once. I'm trying to repair my broken studio. All right, so there was a buff guy with chicken, so you immediately thought he was gay.
Food store. I bought chicken, and I was like, holy crap, he's going to fuck some chicken.
So you thought he was going to fuck the poultry he was purchasing. Okay, stupid.
Tim, you're so stupid. Why don't you ever put the thing... The podcast, like, on iTunes at, like, 5, like you used to. I'm getting tired of this because, like, I get up at, like, 4.
Oh, well, let me just rearrange everything for you.
5. And you used to put your thing up at 5, but now...
But now I put it, what, an hour or two later? Oh, fuck off. Jesus Christ.
Hey, Tim, it's Max, the Distorted Sideshow member from Manhattan.
All right.
New York, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Anyways, I was listening to your last couple of shows, not the 26th show, not just yet, but the last ones, and you were asking why Fat Man has so many tapes that seem to come out. Well, he kind of has to be like Prince, and he has all this stuff in the vault that you haven't heard.
Oh, I see.
The other thing is Moxie. I've actually tasted Moxie, and it tastes bad, man. What's up with that? It's horrible.
I don't know. I've never had Moxie. I heard it's a very acquired taste because someone said it tastes like licorice. Maybe I'm imagining.
Timothy James Henson.
Ah, hold on. Or am I imagining that? Go ahead.
Timothy James Henson, Haley's Comet, Sideshow Freak in Boston calling up. I got a quick question for you. You mentioned a couple days ago that your cousins were required to refer to farting, passing gas, cutting
fluffing.
Cheese, being a good one,
yeah.
Having explosive, high humidity flatulence as fluffing.
Ugh.
Now, if they ate chili for dinner, does that mean your cousins were fluffers?
Maybe, I don't know.
Jaguten Henson, this is a psychic furry calling in once again.
Okay.
Sorry, I haven't called in a while. Busy, you know. Well, I'm calling to say that since listening to the show, I finally had the courage to tell my parents I am gay. Now, just figured I'd tell you that. Have a good one, Tim, and remember, you make my dick get hard.
Well, literally, wow. Well, congratulations on that. That's a big... Have you told your parents that you are a furry as well? I hope your parents don't own guns. That might be a little too much for them to take in. You might want to pace yourself.
Okay, Tim.
This is Ryan from the Monkey Future. Okay, there's this program called CamFrog, like CamFrog, right? For Windows and Mac, yeah, you should download. It's basically this program, they have an adult section, and you can just, like, see people on webcam and request that they do things, right?
Mm.
So, I got this guy to, I just put a wig on, and, like, they're horny, right? So I got this guy to just, one guy to stick a butter knife down his dick hole.
What?
And another guy to smash his dick with a hammer. Yeah. So I highly suggest you get this. And
did you capture that particular video conference? Because I'd love to check it out.
Hey, Tim, it's Tim Goody again. I hope you can hear this. It's, well, yeah, you know what it is.
Wait, are you at a soul cleanser concert? Soul cleansing. Doesn't that sound like something Hitler would do to the Jews?
It's the blues song.
Yes, of course it is. Thank you very much. Do we have any more here? One more today.
Little Timmy Hansen's got a problem.
Maybe
we can help him.
Yes.
No, it's a window licker.
Whatever happened to Ty? I don't think he listens to the show anymore. I know, I tried looking him up, and I think one of his songs made it onto some television show or something.
But you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but there's a TV channel called This TV, and we get it down here in Tampa. I don't know if anywhere else has it or not, but and they play these movies, like redneck hick movies and blaxploitation films, like every single day. Like they had a couple Isaac Hayes movies on the other day.
Yeah,
today they got like some movie called Slaughter's Ripoff and Slaughter's Big Ripoff.
Oh, I think I have the trailers for Slaughter's Ripoff.
You know, I don't know. It's just kind of funny. All these blaxploitation films on the channel now. And, you know, how we love our blaxploitation films.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anywho, cut off.
All right. Well, thank you for that pointless call. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is he no God?
Yay!
Vote for us a podcast alley. If you haven't voted in the month of May, you still got time to get us in the top 10 this month. A few more days. Subscribe via iTunes. We will be back tomorrow for the Big Thursday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Take it easy. I already know what's been going on. I knew it all along. So just take it easy. You acted surprised and I just rolled my eyes. It's gonna be alright. Just so we're straight and you don't get the wrong impression. Don't need a silly little overdue confession. Just remember when you're over at his house undressing, he's just another sucker who's about to learn a lesson.
I know you better get out of my face. Out of my face. Out of my face. This is all me up in here. You handle that.